Wonder Woman and Batman in Solstice, December 22nd, Winter Solstice, Northern Hemisphere.
We work in the dark.
We work in the light.
Somebody has to.
Somebody has to.
Every night there's more to do.
Every day I ask if I'm doing enough.
There's always more to do.
It feels like it never ends.
There will always be more to do.
And the reason it feels like it never ends is because it truly never does.
And I will do it.
That is where the danger lies.
Because the other option isn't an option at all.
When the goal is forever out of reach, it is easy to lose heart.
The other option is surrender. The other option is to let the light die. I work best in darkness.
It is easy to be prey to the darkness. But the work is not only about the result. It is about the journey, what we do along the way, and thus who we become.
Yet I believe in light.
It is about the difference we can make, one day at a time, in ways large and small.
But sometimes. It can be easy to forget that.
It can be easy to forget that.
Some people call this the difficult season. They're right, it is.
It is not enough to do. We must be seen to do, and thus encourage others to act as well.
The nights are too long, the days too short. Loneliness and memory lurking around every corner.
Not to act as a leader, but to inspire caring from others. The danger in making oneself a beacon, however.
It's easy to feel alone.
Even when you're not.
Cut to a snowy forest. Bruce and Diana are building a bonfire, stacking branches into a teepee shape and lighting it on fire.
How many years have we been doing this on the longest night of the year?
Many. I cannot celebrate solstice with my sisters, so I choose you. Eschewing the wine and song, of course.
Yeah, but why me? Clark would love this. It'd appeal to the Eagle Scout in him.
Clark does not need this. He makes his own light. But you and I have a more intimate relationship with darkness. So you and I must guard against being consumed by it. And remind ourselves that the light always returns.